So in the world of the 21st century, where we all live, most workplaces perhaps have come to grips with gender equality. Pay inequality persists throughout the U.S. economy between men and women, but hardcore opinions like, women are just too emotional to do this work, or being a mom disqualifies you to do that job, these kinds of opinions are rare.
As soon as that baby's lips touch that girl's bosom, forget it. Every single investment idea, every desire to understand what's going to make this go up or going to go down is going to be overwhelmed by the most beautiful experience, which a man will never share, but that emotive connection between that mother and that baby. And I've just seen it happen over and over time. And I'm talking about trading.
If you're a billionaire, you can say anything. That's investor Paul Tudor Jones a few weeks ago talking about why women, in his opinion, can't be Wall Street traders. So we decided to ask a few. Here with me in the studio is Susan Schaefer Solove, founder and CEO of Pomegranate Capital. Susan, welcome.
Thank you.
How much does the hairs on the back of your neck stand up when you hear Paul Tudor Jones talking?
This is about the fourth time that I've heard this tape and watched this, and it just makes me crazy. I invested with a lot of excellent female hedge fund managers, and many of them were raising children at the time. So his reality is very different than what I experienced in my reality.
Also with us is Jackie Zehner, the first woman trader and youngest woman to be made a partner at Goldman Sachs. Jackie, welcome.
Thank you.
So are you a follower of Paul Tudor Jones's family notions of family life in America in 2013?
No, exactly the opposite. And just like Susan, my personal life experience is completely the opposite. I was a trader. I'm not a macro trader in the context that Paul describes it, but I was required to have those views and trade off market information in much the same way as a macro trader would while still making markets and securities for over a decade at Goldman Sachs, and did so while having children, while being a mother. So when I heard that statement, my hairs on the back of my neck stood out as well and really called us to action to speak out about that, and not only our personal experiences and those of women managers, but in fact a whole lot of evidence and research that has been done to basically say there's no truth in what he said about mothers' inability to perform. And in fact, the opposite. There's a lot of studies that show that women are exceptional managers. And as the moderator pointed out in the discussion, perhaps are more risk measured. So in my view, it's just a matter of time before women raise to the level of the Paul Tudor Joneses of the world. But they will be held back if views like that are espoused and believed in.
Jackie Zehner is the first woman trader and youngest woman to be made a partner at Goldman Sachs. So with me here in the studio is Susan Schaefer Solove, founder and CEO of Pomegranate Capital. I wonder, you know, the question of can women perform or not is just absurd on its face because we have evidence all around us. Let's get into the details of what he's talking about here. Is he saying that somehow women can't be detached enough to trade dispassionately in markets where there's billions of dollars at stake, or that somehow having kids distracts you from the numbers on the screen or something, that you're thinking about your baby when you should be thinking about, you know, tin in Kuala Lumpur or something like that?
Yeah, I think what he was saying was that as soon as a woman has a baby, she's unable or incapable of focusing on the markets and following, you know, global macro trading is pretty much 24/7 type of focus. What he said prior to that was that he did feel that women had the ability to be good traders. Where he kind of made the wrong turn was by saying it was once they had babies that they were incapable. My experience and my view is pretty much the opposite. I think that women are more than capable of generating great returns, which is how I ended up starting Pomegranate Capital. It was more of a market inefficiency. Women do get asked by potential investors, are you married? What does your husband do? Do you have kids? I even had one manager who told me, she was asked, are you good at math? Because girls usually aren't good at math. So if there is a bias on the investor side, investing with women, it can be much harder for them to start and to establish themselves to grow to be the size of Paul Tudor Jones. But his whole remark saying that they could never be capable of being great managers because of having babies was absolutely wrong.
Let's talk a little bit about the old boys or maybe even young boys network in the hedge fund world. Jackie Zehner at Goldman Sachs, you're in a slightly different situation than Susan here, founder of Pomegranate Capital. But if you wanted to go out on your own and put together enough capital to start a rational hedge fund, how difficult would it be for you to find partners, essentially multi-million dollar partners? Jackie, you first and then Susan.
Sure. I have since left Goldman Sachs, and I'm one of the few traders that have left and actually not started a hedge fund, which is has its own reasons. But yes, there's two sides of that. I have seen women go off and start hedge funds and have no problem raising capital, and I would say that's more of a recent phenomenon. That being said, you know, there is tremendous amount of evidence that we presented in a paper that addressed this issue head on, that women suffer what we call capital punishment, which is by simply the nature of, because they're women, they have a harder time raising capital. And this is true anecdotally. This is also true in the research. And it is much because of these perceptions and biases that people have, unsubstantiated by any kind of evidence, that women are not as good hedge fund managers. It is, and what's truly bizarre about that is despite, you know, the financial crisis, despite the world sort of collapsing in 2008, that we still seem to hold on to this. Nick Kristof wrote a very famous op-ed in 2009 saying, if Lehman Brothers was Lehman Brothers and Sisters, would we have had the financial crisis? And he cited evidence to say no, because women are, in fact, as the evidence showed, better risk measured. This is not to say that we're arguing that women are better managers. We are arguing that women deserve the opportunity to have access to capital in the same way that men do. And yet, particularly, I think the allocators of capital are much more willing to trust men with money, despite exactly the same resumes and portfolios, than they are to trust women. And that is what we're out speaking against. It's simply not right and not just in a world where we want it to be, which is a meritocracy.
All right. Jackie Zehner, no longer with Goldman Sachs, was the first woman trader and youngest woman to be made a partner at Goldman. What are your returns, Susan, at Pomegranate last year? Very quickly before we go.
My comment would be that we as investors listen and invest with our eyes and our ears.
All right.
And if our eyes, if we have an inherent bias, it's going to be harder for women to raise capital.
Susan Schaefer-Solovey is founder and CEO of Pomegranate Capital, which only invests with female-led hedge funds. Thanks so much.